So, you know, some of these tax provisions, and of course, there's the mechanics of working through budgets and tax policy in the legislature is that those have to then go through different committees. And we've had good conversations. And here's the other thing I know for sure. We're going to have there's going to be a healthy conversation around property tax reform in the state of Iowa. So it's very possible that some of the provisions that are in our bill end up in other bills, you know, but that's the legislative process. What we want to do is raise these things, you know, some fairness issues, cutting that sales tax. There's a grain excise tax that generates about $1 million, you know, that ultimately gets passed on to farmers. We think that is ripe for eliminating that. You know, there's some bringing fairness to how retirement income for retired farmers are treated and what kind of business structures, S corporations, estates, trusts, those types of things that they may have proactively set up to take advantage of Iowa law, to be able to pass things to the next generation, to be able to operate effectively. You know, we just want to make sure there's some fairness there. And that's why, again, you put these into a package where we can get the attention that we need and move them forward. We've got great support. I have to say, from the Speaker of the House, Pat Grassley, who's a farmer, Majority Leader Klemisch, committee leadership. We've had a lot of support, and we've been consulting heavily with them throughout the process. So again, we're anxious to get into this and see what we can get across the line by the end of the session.